The interesting bit is that C doesn't ask an agent to remember every past mistake forever. It teaches the policy what it should have noticed after the run is over.
Yeah, that's a much cleaner target than bolting a diary onto every agent and calling it learning.
Exactly. Long Horizon RL has this annoying problem where the agent gets one final thumbs up or thumbs down after a whole chain of tool calls. Somewhere in there it made a smart observation, then maybe wrecked the task with one bad turn. The reward does not tell it where.
Right.
And that is the team that's been stuck here. People training agents that browse, search, use tools, or move through an environment over many steps. A one-shot answer can be judged pretty directly. A 30-step run is a credit assignment swap.
That's why this paper got my attention. It is not claiming the scalar reward is enough if we optimize it harder. It uses the completed trajectory as hindsight, then asks what reusable rule would have made those specific decisions better.
Mm-hmm.
They call those rules skills, but they're natural language descriptions of a workflow, a decisive observation, or a failure to avoid. The model is fine-tuned to read a finished interaction history and produce that kind of skill. Then, during RL, the latest policy does both jobs. It collects the trajectory and analyzes it afterward.
Which is kind of delightful product-wise. No separate teacher model to maintain. No retrieval layer hanging off the side at runtime. No extra prompts stuffed into the deployed agent every time it acts.
Sure.
Also, tiny catch-up beat. This week has felt like every paper is naming a new agent harness. At least Seed names a training loop, not a mysterious personality trait.
Ha! A personality trait would be like, our agent has initiative.
No, it just schedules a meeting with the stale search result. Okay, sorry. But Seed is concrete. After a trajectory, it produces a hindsight skill, then rescores the same sampled actions with and without that skill in context.
Okay.
If the skill makes a particular action more probable, that probability shift becomes the dense learning signal. So the ordinary RL objective still cares whether the episode worked. The auxiliary objective says, at token level, which choices the hindsight rule would now endorse.
That rescoring detail is the real mechanism. They keep the sampled actions fixed, rather than generating a fresh idealized trace under the skill prompt. That matters because they can compare two views of the actual policy behavior on states the current policy really reached.
Oh, interesting.
It is on-poticized distillation in the useful sense. The supervision stays tied to the policy's current error distribution, instead of training against a frozen skill dataset from an earlier, weaker version. As the policy reaches different states and makes different mistakes, the hindsight analysis changes too.
This is basically the same family of problem we've been circling since November. The hard part is not merely making the model capable. It is getting a learning signal close enough to the messy work that it can actually correct the next move.
Yeah, and I'll give them credit for not pretending language itself is magic. The language skill is just privileged training context. They distill its behavioral effect back into the weights, so inference does not need an external memory bank or a reflection prompt.
That makes it more plausible for production. If you already have an agentic RL stack with environment rollouts and verifiable outcomes, Seed could fit as another training pass. If your product is a single API call with a nice prompt...
No way around that. You need completed trajectories, an environment that can score them, and enough compute to run the analyzer plus the ordinary and skill-augmented rescoring. This is not a feature toggle. It belongs with the teams that already built the rollout harness.
And those are exactly the teams where sample efficiency has a user-facing consequence. Fewer expensive environment interactions to learn a useful tool workflow means faster iteration, less synthetic world babysitting, maybe a viable economic story.
Wait, there is a real caveat, though. The policy is also its own analyst. If it writes a bad hindsight skill, it can create a confident but wrong training preference. The paper reports gains across embodied interaction, web navigation, search-based question answering, and visual planning, which is encouraging. But I'd want ablations on skill quality and cases where the analyzer confidently misdiagnoses failure.
Yeah, that's fair. A self-evolving loop can improve its own diagnosis, or it can become a tiny committee that keeps approving its own bad minutes.
Ha, exactly. And I'd test whether skills transfer across environment shifts, not just whether the benchmark score rises. Their claim of robustness on unseen scenarios is the right thing to measure. I just want the failure slices, not only the average.
That's a good distinction. I'm not calling this deployed agent magic, but I do think it's more shippable than inference time reflection systems that make every customer request pay for the model's internal postmortem.
Agreed. It also avoids a separate teacher becoming stale, which is a quiet operational benefit. The current checkpoint is imperfect, obviously, but at least
the paper links code too. The GitHub repository is jinyangwu/seed. That is the thing I'd inspect before getting excited about reproducing it, especially the rollout and rescoring plumbing.
And the skill generation data format. The whole system lives or dies on whether those trajectory summaries encode an actionable correction rather than a polished little excuse.
Episode 709, and we have once again arrived at the glamorous conclusion, inspect the plumbing. Fine. I'll bring the optimistic flashlight, Ava.